transfer your credits to a four-year university. Midstate is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Back from historic Witter Field, Evan Parmer towing the rubber, the third pitcher used. And the Raptor pitching staff here tonight. 4-3 the score. The Wausau Woodchucks lead your Raptors late in this one. Parmer, the 5'11 redshirt sophomore right-handed pitcher from VMI, a Tampa Bay, Florida native, threw 16 and a third innings at VMI in his second season with the program in the 2024 spring. It'll be 3-4-5 due up for the Woodchucks in this frame. Max Galvin, the right fielder, to begin here against Parmer. Galvin, 1-for-3 tonight, a base hit in the first, struck out swinging in the third, most recently grounded out 3 and assisted over to Max McGuire to lead off the fifth. Parmer going over signs with his new catcher, Alex Brody. In those 16 and a third innings for Parmer, a 2-1 record, and at a longest outing of 3 1/3 innings pitched against William and Mary back on April 23rd. First pitch to Galvin from Parmer. This is low for ball one. Spent part of the 2022 summer with the Florida Pokers, the South Florida Collegiate Baseball League at Parmer. The 1-0 to Galvin is fouled out of play. He threw 5 innings 2 summers ago for the Pokers, did Parmer, and allowed 3 runs across 3 outings. Was able to get a start in the South Florida Collegiate Baseball League that summer. 1-1 the count on Galvin. Here's the pitch. Fouled back. 1-2. Maddox Thornton's night is done. 4 innings of just 1 hit ball. Didn't allow a run. Walked 2 and struck out 2 across 50 pitches. Nice statement made by the right-hander from Texas A&M, Corpus Christi. The 1-2. That one misses inside, nearly hitting Galvin, having to get out of the way of that one to even up the count at 2-2. Parmer out of the windup, 16 on the pitch clock, his 2-2. Throwing his hands out on that one, a bloop into left field. That gets over a jumping Trotter Boston. Second hit of the night for Max Galvin. Jacob Haley, the cleanup hitter in the DH tonight for Wausau, will climb in with a runner on. And nobody out in this top of the eighth inning. The Raptors, they'll be 5 games through the season after tonight. Blink of an eye, feels like just yesterday we were at Hare Baker Field. Time flies when you're having fun. Here with these Raptors in the highly coveted Northwoods League. Haley showing bunt on the first delivery from Parmer, pulls back, but that one's called a strike. Raptor bullpen just hanging out. Woodchucks have action as well, a right-hander throwing in the right field pen for them. Long pause from Palmer out of the stretch. The 0-1's a fastball right down the heart of the plate. That's called strike two. That base hit for Galvin, not only his second of the evening, the 7th as a team for Wausau. O2 the count. Armor set, working in the middle of the rubber. His payoff. This is low and outside. For the Raptors, when we get to the home half of the 8th, righty, lefty, righty, 6-7-8. Grayson Schaefer, Tyler McClanahan, and Jake Beauchesne. On deck is the left fielder, Christian Smith Johnson. Cooper Vance, the third baseman, to follow. Parmer's 1-2. He struck him out swinging. First strikeout is a Raptor for Evan Parmer. He's now a pitch away from getting the Raptors back into the dugout if he can induce a ground ball of the speedy Smith Johnson here. Smith Johnson's last time up hit to an inning-ending twin killing. 6-4-3 double play to retire the side back in the fifth. Other than that, he's been aboard the other two plate appearances tonight. First pitch to Smith Johnson in on the hands. He fouls this one back. Max Weitzel, the Raptor closer, serving as the ball boy tonight. Mentioned earlier in the broadcast, a lot of hustle from Max. Retrieving that one. Getting the work in. Pitched in three of the first four games this year, collecting all three saves. The 0-1. That one misses outside for ball one on Smith-Johnson. We head to the Northwoods League website to check on how the rest of the league is doing on this fine Friday night. Talk about the doubleheader coming to a close between the Royal Oak Leprechauns and the Kokomo Jackrabbits. Splits. Royal Oak taking the nightcap. Kokomo winning their first game of the season earlier on today. Badlands Big Sticks leading the Eau Claire Express on the road 10-8. The Big Sticks have committed six errors, but lead it by two in the top of the seventh. 1-1 pitch. Fouled away by Smith Johnson to make the count 1-2. 6-0 Rockford over Battle Creek at home. 7-3 Fond du Lac leading Green Bay in a battle of 1-3 teams at Hare Baker Field in the bottom of the seventh. Still tied at Lakeshore. Chinooks and the Mallards at Capco Park in the top of the seventh, 5-5. 1-2 to Smith Johnson. He struck him out. Palmer gets him to climb the ladder. Back-to-back K's for the right-hander here in the eighth inning. 5-4 at Copeland Park. The Lacrosse Loggers at home leading the Rochester Honkers in the bottom of the eighth. Mankato just one hit for the Moondogs in the bottom of the eighth against the Wilmer Stingers. They trail it 3-0 on the road. Prior to the first pitch to Cooper Vance, a pickoff move to check in on Max Galvin, who led off this inning with an opposite field single. 8-4 bottom. Should say top eight at Simmons Field. Kenosha Kingfish leading the Waterloo Bucks. Runner takes off on the first pitch. Misses. Throw down to second. That one hits off the runner Galvin and will trickle into center. He'll take third on the process. So he's 90 feet away with two down and a 1-0 count to begin this plate appearance for Cooper Vance. Vance 0-3 today. A fly out to center in the second. Grounded out to Vandenhoevel to end the third. And most recently led off the sixth inning with a ground out to the shortstop Trotter Boston. 1-0, still a pitcher's duel in Bismarck. The Larks and the Minot Hot Tots. Larks gaining the lead in that ballgame. Top six in St. Cloud. The Rocks trail the Huskies 8-2 at Joe Faber Field. The 1-0 pitch misses for ball two inside. Score at Port Arthur Stadium, home of the Thunder Bay Border Cats, still remains 3-2. They lead the Minnesota Mud Puppies in their first game of this 2024 Northwoods League season. A 2-0 pitch, a cue shot foul to the on-deck batter, Solis Jr. Count moves 2-1 on Vance. Four runs on seven hits and two errors for the visiting Woodchucks. Three runs on four hits and an error for your Raptors. The 3-1 pitch. This one hit in the air. That'll get foul and out of play beyond the rat trap deck down the third baseline. We have a full count with two down here in the top of the eighth. Big pitch here for Evan Palmer in his first inning as a Wisconsin Rapids Raptor. A six hitter in the Woodchuck order. Looking to bring home an insurance run. Palmer to stop him the 3-2. This one hit in the air right field and struck well. Coming in on it is Matthew, and he makes the catch. Palmer gives up a leadoff single, but retires the next three hitters with a couple of strikeouts and works a scoreless top of the eighth inning. A lower scoring affair tonight here at historic Winter Field. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Schaefer, McClanahan, Beauchesne, 6-7-8, two up for the Raptors. You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Baseball here on your home of the Raptors, WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we?
Aww.
What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that!
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
The morning show on WFHR, it's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people, yeah.
And on good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR. FHR.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
New pitcher in the ballgame for Wausau in the bottom half of the eighth inning. It's the right-hander Tyler Smith. The 6'4" sophomore from the University of South Alabama will face the 6-7-8 spots of the Rafter order with Grayson Schaefer to lead off. Smith last through on the 28th Tuesday in that 7-5 victory at Green Bay. Picked up the save, striking out one, facing the minimum in an inning of work. Grayson Schaefer hitless tonight. Was recently struck out swinging to lead off the sixth inning. Looking to change that here. One swing of the bat could tie up this ball game late. At the windup, Smith, the first pitch of his outing tonight. This is down and out for ball one. Evan Parmer working a scoreless top half of the eighth inning. His first three outs recorded as a Rafters pitcher. 1-0. Breaking ball misses downstairs for ball two. Right-hander Ian Hoslett fires 18 pitches in the bottom of the seventh. The lone inning of work he gets tonight for Corey Thompson's Woodchucks. 2-0 pitch, big cut and a miss by Schaefer. Hoslett struck out one and walked one, didn't allow a hit or a run in his lone inning of work this evening. At the windup, Smith ready to rock and roll again after getting the signs from his backstop, King, but that one misses low and out again for ball three. Dialing up the middle fastball that Schaefer could be looking for here in the hitter's count. Big cut and a miss on the 3-1 delivery count is drawn full. We'll see what the decision is here from the big right-hander. The 3-2. Breaking ball got him swinging. Schaefer down on strikes for the second time tonight. The leadoff man retired in the home half of the eighth. To bring up the left-handed hitting left fielder Tyler McClanahan. McClanahan drew a six-pitch walk back in the sixth inning. His most recent plate appearance. First pitch, check swing. Did he go around? Yes, on the appeal down to third. Says the crew chief, Drew Taylor. McClanahan came in to score. The third run of the ballgame, the most recent run for Wisconsin Rapids is that 0-1 fastball there on the outside corner to make it nothing and two. 90 on the gun from the right-hander, Tyler Smith. The 0-2 pitch. That one misses low. A ball and two strikes now on the Alabama State Hornet, Tyler McClanahan. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Back-to-back punch outs for Smith here in the eighth. McClanahan has been retired for the second out of the inning. Bring up Jake Beauchesne out of the eighth spot, reached on an error most recently back in the sixth inning. For Beauchesne, the 6-foot freshman out of Saddleback College, takes ball one low and out at the junior college level. 44 games for the Bobcats this past season. An OPS over 930, 931 to be exact. 1-0. That one's there for a called strike. was a .329 hitter for the Bobcats. 7 homers, 35 RBIs, 10 doubles, and 158 at-bats this past spring. The 1-1 pitch from Smith. This is low for ball two. Was a .410 hitter in wins, a .170 hitter in losses for the Bobcats, and hit above .300 in every full month of the JUCO season. Yesterday, hit 6th and played left in his Raptors debut. The 2-1 pitch. Shane, inside out swing as he hits this one softly in the air, foul down the first baseline. That'll get well out in front of the Woodchucks bullpen to even up the count 2-2 on the Raptors center fielder. So Noddy, the DH on deck before the top of the order, gets its 5th look at Woodchuck pitching tonight, the 2-2. Hit on the ground, left side, back in the hole, Berkland fires to first, not in time, that gets off the glove of Solis. The speedy Beauchesne will head into second without a throw. The Raptors have a runner in scoring position with 2 down, trailing by 1 here in the 8th. Should be scored as a infield single and advanced on an error. And it could be Beauchesne's first hit as a Raptor. It is the 5th hit tonight for Wisconsin Rapids, an infield single for Jake Beauchesne. And the 2nd, 3rd error committed by the visitors. Mason Onati from Tulane has a chance to tie it here with a base hit, 2 outs in the 8th. Pitch to him from Smith. That one misses in the dirt, kicks away from the catcher King. He has no idea where the baseball is. It's the pitcher, Tyler Smith, who has to go all the way to the Woodchuck on deck circle to retrieve it. So Beauchesne advances to 3rd, the tying run 90 feet away here in the 8th. It appears regardless of the score, Evan Parmer will get another inning out on the hill here at Witter Field. And now combined 12 hits between the two teams, 4 errors between the Chucks and the Raptors, and 7 runs. The 1-0 pitch to Onati. This is low and out for ball 2. The Witterfield crowd obviously excited for the fireworks tonight, but hoping for a Raptor victory first. The 2-0. This is low for ball 3. Wonder if the red light's going to be put on for Onati here, or if he gets the nod of approval to go here on 3-0. So far tonight, Mason, an infield single, came in to score in his first trip to the plate in the 3rd, walked on 4 pitches in the 4th, and struck out swinging in the 6th. The 3-0. Takes that fastball right down Broadway for a called strike. 90 on the gun from Smith. It's go time now for Mason Onati. The payoff pitch hit in the air, foul down the left field line, giving chase in foul territory is both Vance and Smith Johnson. Well, that will get out of play in between the Raptor bullpen and the rat trap. So the count is now full on the designated hitter, Mason Onati. 4 runs, all of them for Wausau on the top of the 3rd. Raptors getting 2 in the bottom half of that frame. Most recent run of the ball game for Wisconsin Rapids in between both teams coming in the bottom of the 6th. 3-2, 2 outs, runner on 3rd, bottom 8. 4-3, our score, the pitch. Breaking ball hit into right field. But jumping up and getting it is the second baseman, Cerna. It was heading into shallow right and on the grass. Cerna Jr. makes the grab to retire the side. So close for Onati, but no cigar. The Raptors leave a runner out on the base paths and enter the 9th inning, trailing 4-3. Evan Parmer back out to the hill for Wausau. 7-8-9 to up Solis Jr. King and Berkland will be back for a couple minutes from Winter Field. You're listening to Raptors Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Due up for the Woodchucks, top of the ninth. You're at historic Winterfield. Andy Ockham, the voice of the Raptors here on WFHR, locally grown radio. Whether you're tuning in on the FM or AM dials at 97.5, 1320, or on the Civic Media app, thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's presentation of Raptors Baseball. Evan Parmer, the VMI product, back out on the hill. Raptors trail by one for his second inning of work. First pitch to the first baseman, Solis Jr., misses up high for ball one. Fourth time into the box today for Solis Jr. as the 1-0 pitch from Parmer is a breaking ball and a beauty. It's there on the inside corner for a called strike. A couple of strikeouts for the beer batter of the night, Solis Jr. Went down looking in the second, swinging in the sixth. Sandwiched in between that is when he reached on an error to lead off the fourth. The 1-1 pitch misses outside for ball two. On deck, it's King, Berkland to follow. The 2-1 pitch. In on the hands, it's popped up in foul territory. That one will hit the netting, protecting the first base grandstand. So the count evens 2-2. With Evan Parmer on the hill. Parmer in the eighth, allowed a leadoff single to left field for Max Galvin, but then retired the next three Woodchuck batters he faced, striking out Jacob Haley and Christian Smith-Johnson before getting Cooper Vance to fly out to right, leaving Galvin on third base to retire the side. The 0-2, he got him looking on the 2-2 delivery. Third punch out for Parmer and his fifth out recorded. Leadoff man retired here in the top of the ninth. King, hitless today. Everything hit on the ground for the Woodchuck catcher. First pitch to him, a breaking ball, swung on and missed. Grounded out to the shortstop, Trotter Boston, leading off the third inning for his first at-bat of the ballgame. Hit to a 6-4-3 double play back in the fourth, most recently grounded out to Miles Vandenhoevel to end a 1-2-3 top of the sixth for Maddox Thornton. For the Raptors today, it's gone Ricky Williams to Maddox Thornton and now Evan Parmer. For pitching coach Mike Spears, 1-1, fastball misses inside, and low. Williams, three innings, five hits, four runs allowed, all in that top half of the third. Walked two and struck out two while throwing 57 pitches. The 2-1 from Parmer. Taken for a called strike, some off-speed stuff there to make it 2-2. Warming up down the line. The right-hander from the University of Minnesota, Seth Clawson for the Woodchucks, the 2-2. Slow it out. Maddox Thornton's four innings piggybacking off Ricky Williams. He allowed one hit and not a single run touched home. Walked two and struck out two, just like Williams did, but threw seven less pitches, hitting the 50 mark. 3-2 breaking ball, hit up the middle, Boston ranging, converging with Vandenhoevel, but he'll get through for a base hit. One-out single for King, his first hit of the ballgame, puts a runner on for the Woodchucks here in the top of the ninth. Hit number eight for Wausau this evening. It'll be the nine-hitter Jake Berkland, as Mike Spears will head out to the mound for a conference. 32 more Raptor home games after tonight. Still plenty of opportunities to come in from out of town if you want to catch some Raptor baseball. Make sure to visit our friends at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids if you plan on doing so. They offer a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, along with some high-speed Wi-Fi to get your work done. Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes four-legged companions. Bring your dogs, bring your cats, bring whatever family pet you have out to Wisconsin Rapids this summer. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Inning-ending double play ball on the ground remains intact. For the Raptors, they can induce a ground ball here from the Woodchuck shortstop, Jake Berkland. Berkland walked on four pitches to begin his night in the third and later came in to score the first run of the ballgame. Singled in the fourth, most recently popped out to Max McGuire to lead off the seventh. Parmer set. First pitch to Berkland. This is up and out for ball one. Top of the order with Jake's brother, Drew, the center fielder, awaiting on deck, looking for his fifth plate appearance of the evening. Parmer gets the sign from Alex Brody and has set the 1-0. Fastball, that's right there on the outside corner and dialed for a called strike. Top of the order, do it for the Raptors when we get to the bottom half of the ninth. It'll be Vandenhoevel, Boston, and Max Maguire. 1-1 the count, Parmer's next pitch. Swing and a miss from Jake Berkland. Count moves to 1-2 in favor of the Raptor right-hander. One, two, the count, one out, 4-3 Woodchucks, top nine. Here the finale of a four-game homestand in Wisconsin Rapids. Parmer set at the belt, the payoff pitch. In on the hands, blooped into center field, coming in on it. And it's going to fall in front of Beauchesne for a base hit. Throw into second. Sliding in safely is Nathan King to avoid the fielder's choice. Back-to-back knocks from the 8-9 spots in the Woodchuck order, flipping it back to the top of the card with the center fielder, Drew Berkland. Berkland tonight, a base hit and came in to score in the third, walked on five pitches in the fourth. In between those two trips to the plate, began the ball game by flying out to Tyler McClanahan and left in the first, struck out swinging most recently against Maddox Thornton in inning number seven. Sidney Ferry, the right-hander, working on the mound down the left field line for the Raptors. First pitch, fouled back by the center fielder Berkland. Count will begin nothing and one. +50 pitches for the first two Raptor pitchers to throw this evening. For Parmer, this will be pitch 35 here. Time called, needing to reset the pitch clock out beyond the right center field fence. On first is Jake Berkland, the catcher, Nathan King on third. On second, I should say, being held on by Vandenhoevel, the 0-1. A breaking ball in the outside corner. It's called a strike by home plate umpire Keegan Kula. Nothing at two on Drew Berkland. 81 on the gun from that delivery out of the arm of Evan Parmer. Oh, 2 the count. Parmer's next delivery. This one is hit foul down the first baseline. Berkland staying alive. Five road games in the next 6 days after the finale tonight. Home and home with the Woodchucks. First trip against these Chucks on the road tomorrow night at 6:05. First pitch in Wausau. The 0-2 from Parmer to Berkland again. This is high. 89 on that one from Parmer. Four runs on nine hits and three errors for the Woodchucks as it stands right now. And for your Raptors, three runs on five hits and an error. One, two, the count. Parmer's payoff. This is outside. Count evens 2-2. Couple of lefties awaiting in the wings for the Woodchucks. Serna Jr. on deck. Galvin to follow. Parmer set. Eight on the pitch clock is 2-2. He struck him out swinging. Parmer's fourth strikeout, throws him a chair. There's two down with two on the base paths here in the top of the ninth. It'll bring up Val Serna Jr. He's reached twice today, broke the scoreless tie in the third with an RBI single, later came in to score on a two-run base knock with two down from their DH, Jacob Haley. So drew a nine-pitch walk in inning number one with one out. First pitch from Parmer to him. Fouled back. Ever since those two plate appearances, though, Serna ended the fourth by grounding out to Vandenhoevel over at second, then ended the seventh, going three unassisted over to Max Maguire, who took it to the bag. After Galvin in the on-deck circle, it's Haley and then Smith Johnson. Once again, top of the order for the Raptors in the home half of the ninth. Vandenhoevel, Boston, and McGuire. The 0-1. That one just misses low. Palmer standing at the rubber, expecting a called strike two, but instead he'll have to work with an even count here at 1-1. Palmer set. His 1-1 pitch. Hit in the air left field. Getting well underneath that one. It allows McClanahan to camp underneath it. Under the lights here at Winter Field to make the catch and retire the side. Palmer faces five here in the ninth and punches out two, leaving two out on the base paths for these Woodchucks. It all comes down to the bottom of the ninth. 1-tie, 2-win it. Top of the order, Vandenhoevel, Boston McGuire here from historic Winter Field. 4-3 the score. You're listening to Raptors Baseball on your home of the Raptors, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
It's crunch time for the Raptors, home half of the ninth. Here from historic Winter Field, the finale of a four-game homestand. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors here on WFHR. 4-3 the score in favor of the visiting Wausau Woodchucks. Another call to the pen for field manager Corey Thompson. He's going to go with his closer out of the University of Minnesota, Seth Claussen. This will be appearance number 3 in 5 games for Claussen on the campaign. Recorded the opening day save for the Chucks against the Green Bay Rockers back on May 27th. Got the final 3 outs in last night's victory on the road at Hare Baker Field against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders as well. In 2 innings pitched, he struck out 5 and walked 2, has yet to allow a hit this season and faced 9 batters. Out of the 6 outs he's recorded, 5 of them have come via the K. Be Miles Vandenhoevel, top of the Raptor order for the 5th time tonight. 1-tie, 2-win it. Raptors look to continue their winning streak and make it 3 in a row and hand Wausau their first loss of the season. The junior right-hander Claussen, a native of Bettendorf, Iowa. Right-handed hitting Vandenhoevel steps in. Claussen looks to his catcher King to get the sign. Taking full advantage, and now time called. 8 seconds into the pitch clock by King. He'll make a trot out to the mound to visit with Claussen. They're just joining us. 4 runs on 9 hits and 3 errors for the Chucks. For the Raptors, 3 runs on 5 hits and an error. 6 of the 7 runs tonight came in the 3rd inning. Wausau's 4 all coming in the top half. Raptors adding 2 in the bottom of the frame. And Wisconsin Rapids most recently putting a run in the bottom of the 6th inning. Saw last night a 2-1 finish. All the runs in that game came in the 6th inning, wrapping out a 2-game sweep here at home against the Waterloo Bucks. First pitch from Claussen of Vandenhoevel is a heater that's called a strike. 14 hits between these two teams, 94 on the radar gun there from Claussen. Austin, the shortstop on deck. McGuire to follow. The 0-1. Breaking ball that misses high. For the Chucks tonight, it goes from Clayton Burke to James Mann, Ian Hoslett, Tyler Smith, and now Clausen, all right-handers, and all right-handers on the Wisconsin Rapids side, as well as this 1-1 pitch is fouled back beyond the Winterfield press box to make it 1-2 on the second baseman, Miles Vandenhoof. For the right-hander, Smith, who worked the eighth, a scoreless eighth in 21 pitches, a hit allowed, no runs, no walks, and two punch-outs. The 1-2 to Vandenhoof. This is low. For Evan Parmer, currently 42 pitches from the right-hander out of EMI in his Raptor debut. Two scoreless, allowing three hits, not walking a hitter and striking out four. Vandenhoof awaits the 2-2 from Clausen. That one misses down and out, bouncing past home plate. Vandenhoof a full count here. Just needs to find himself on any way possible. The speedy leadoff hitter from Eastern Arizona College and a native of Scottsdale, Arizona. First base side of the rubber, Clausen set. The 3-2. He pulled that fastball. It misses outside for ball four. A fantastic plate appearance from Miles Vandenhoof. A six-pitch walk. He's aboard for the second time tonight to lead off the ninth inning. We'll see what the play is for Trotter Boston here out of the two-hole. Do we see a bunt? The third baseman, Vance, coming well in on the grass. Might want to try and move the speedy Vandenhoof into scoring position for Max McGuire and Jack Matthey. Pitch, Boston showing bunt, pulls back as that heater misses low in the dirt for ball one. Low 90s, 93, that one touched for Clausen. Couple steps off first is Vandenhoof being held on by Solis Jr. The 1-0 pitch, Boston not showing bunt here, having to get out of the way of that fastball. Two balls and no strikes here on the Tabor College Blue Jay. Now time called, mound visit here. Nolan Atkins, the pitching coach of Wausau, as getting up quickly down the line, Carson Plumador, the right-hander from Georgia Southwestern State University, the redshirt junior out of Buford, Georgia, playing catch in a hurry down the line. To start this season, 3-1 for the Raptors. They won opening day on Memorial Day on the road at Hare Baker Field. 8-7 the final. Max Weitzel collecting the save in all three victories. Their lone loss coming on Tuesday night, the home opener that was spoiled here at Winter Field by Fondi, 7-4. 7-6 last night, 2-1. An evening ago, should say 7-6 on Wednesday night, sweeping the Waterloo Bucks. Vandenhoof back a couple steps off first. The meeting has been adjourned. 2-0 the count. Boston not showing bunt the pitch. Fastball misses high for ball three. I have to imagine the take sign is on here for Boston with McGuire and Matthey looming. The energetic Winterfield crowd as the 3-0 pitch is right in there for a called strike. 93 on the fastball from Clausen. Boston's looking for one pitch and one pitch only here on the 3-1. Here it comes. Swing and a drive right field. Galvin giving chase out near the foul line in front of the Woodchuck bullpen. He'll make the grab in foul territory for the first out of the inning. Tying run still on first base in the three-hole hitter, Max McGuire. Inning from the right side, drawing a six-pitch walk, most recently in the seventh, his first time on the base paths tonight. Jack Matthey, the right fielder on deck. The mashers for the Raptors looking for an opportunity here, and they got it. First pitch to Max. In on the hands. Having to get out of the way of that one for ball one. Still pumping low to mid-90s. That one hitting 94 for the right-hander Clausen. And in Hoover just a couple steps off first. The 1-0. McGuire, foul tip into the glove of the catcher King to even up the count at 1-1. One one the count, one out. Runner out on first, 4-3, bottom nine here at Winter Field. Runner takes off the 1-1 pitch, misses high. The throw down to second. Not in time. That ball gets away from the second baseman, Serna Jr., and into center field. Vandenhoevel will stay put at second base. 2-1's the count on McGuire. And a double play on the ground taken away for the Raptors. Tying run out in scoring position for Max McGuire. See what McGuire's looking for here with a 2-1 count. Could be sitting on that heavy heater from Clausen again. Paulson set. 2-1. Swing and a miss on an elevated heater to McGuire. Count now 2-2. Two and two the count. And in Hoover off second, not being held. A lot of looks from Clausen, the 2-2. This is up and out for ball three. Another full count drawn by Max McGuire here tonight. Three, two, the count with one out. We'll see what the decision is here from Clausen. To the three hitter McGuire, the payoff. Breaking ball, got him looking. McGuire down on strikes for the second out of the inning. It'll be all up to Jack Matthey. For Matthey tonight, an RBI single back in the third. He's 1-for-4. Had a long ball yesterday, a two-run opposite field shot in the sixth. It's all the Raptors needed for the 2-1 victory over the Waterloo Bucks. Can he do it again tonight? Boston's first pitch to him. Swing and a miss from Matthey on a fastball. A healthy cut there from the Raptor right fielder. He'll begin this battle behind 0-1. On deck, it's Alex Brody. Grayson Schaefer to follow the 0-1. Another swing and a miss. Quickly ahead, 0-2 on Matthey here. Is Seth Clausen. One strike away from a 5-0 start for Wausau. Clausen set. The 0-2. He struck him out swinging. And that's how this ball game comes to an end. Second save of the year for Seth Clausen. Slamming the door on the Raptors tonight and snapping a two-game winning streak. Raptors split the homestand 2-2, picking up a pair of wins against the Waterloo Bucks and dropping the opener against Fond du Lac in the finale here against Wausau. 4-3 once again the final. Four runs on nine hits and three errors for the Woodchucks. Three runs on five hits and an error for the Raptors. We'll be back here in a couple minutes on WFHR for the official postgame show of Raptors baseball. Raptors drop it 4-3 against Wausau here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
One, two, three.
What you doing?
Four, five, six. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Sync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Rafters fall tonight. The final score here at Witter Field, 4-3 in the first of many battles this year against the Wausau Woodchucks. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, back here on WFHR, locally grown radio. All four runs for Wausau put up tonight in the top half of the third inning. Two-run response from the Rafters in the bottom of the frame, and they added one more in the sixth. That's all they could muster tonight in another lower-scoring affair to round out a four-game homestand here in Wisconsin Rapids. Next home game, Friday, June 7th, a week from now against the Madison Mallards. In the meantime, five games and 6 days on the road, a rare off day for the team next Tuesday to follow a series against Lakeshore. Tonight, the pitching was fantastic out of the pen for Wisconsin Rapids. Six shutout innings between Maddox Thornton and Evan Parmer. Four innings, one hit allowed for Thornton. No runs, walking two and punching out two, throwing 50 pitches. And then Parmer as well, making his Wisconsin Rapids Rafters debut. Two innings pitched, three hits, no runs, no walks, and four punchouts for the VMI product. But the Rafters fall short here tonight. Had chances late, leaving multiple runners on in the final three innings. And Wausau improves to 5-0 on the season. The Rafters dropping to 3-2. Back at it tomorrow night on the road at Wausau. First game against the Chucks on the road this season. A 6:05 first pitch. You can catch us here about 10-15 minutes prior to that on WFHR. From the first overnight trip of four for the team this year in Mequon against the Lakeshore Chinooks. A 1:05 first pitch on Sunday. 6:35 on Monday. And then an off day on Tuesday before four straight games against the Madison Mallards. Back-to-back on the road, and then we return here to Witter Field on Friday and Saturday night against the Mallards next week. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to this presentation of Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. I'm Andy Yockum, signing off from now from Witter Field. We'll see you tomorrow night.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, three district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like skee-ball made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of skee-ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the skee-ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's time for
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or...
Let's get back to Rafters.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit.
The possibility of lung cancer can be...
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a sure...
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball. Here...
you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a...
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's star...
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A deadly building explosion in Youngstown, Ohio on Tuesday was caused by a work crew cutting a gas line they thought was turned off. NTSB member Tom Chapman.
There's nothing at this point to indicate that there was anything nefarious about what happened. All the indications are that it was very much an accident.
A 27-year-old Chase Bank employee died. President Biden urges Hamas to accept Israel's latest hostage deal, saying it would take place in three phases.
It's a roadmap to an enduring ceasefire and the release of all hostages.
Former President Donald Trump calls the trial during which he has been convicted on all counts of falsifying business documents rigged and a scam. He says they'll appeal, and CBS's Robert Costas asks Trump attorney Todd Blanche.
Is it possible your client could be in jail during the Republican National Convention?
That's something that I don't want to think about. I don't think it's going to happen, but it's possible.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Melissa was my neighbor in L.A. Her husband, Jim, would break open these $100 bottles of wine they just have sitting around.
A friend of mine and I went to his friend's house. Her dad put like a $500 bottle of scotch down on the table and was like, hey, I got this for you guys. Like, go ahead. We're 18. We can't appreciate this. I've never had an alcoholic beverage in my life until my 21st birthday.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, General Kelly is someone who lost a son in battle. And at the grave of his son, the then sitting president of the United States, Donald Trump, said, "I just don't get it. What was in it for them?"
To him, it's always been, how can I get my name out there? He's never going to be fulfilled. He's never served something larger than himself. And I think on days like Memorial Day, it's extremely telling.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out, and for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.